This is a HeadGum Podcast.
It's after...
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Midnight and she's on your phone, saying come over 'cause she's all alone. I could tell it was your ex by your tone. Why is she calling now after so long? Now what is it that she wants? Tell me, what is it that she needs? She needs this podcast, is what she needs. The year is 2000. That was a hit song, Case of the X by Maya. There's a lot going on in pop culture. People actually say that 2000 was when pop culture peaked. For starters, it was when we got Jennifer Lopez wearing that unforgettable Versace deep plunge green dress. It was the year Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston got married, okay? It was Napster. Napster came in and was like, here's how we're going to download all these illegal fucking files. Destiny's Child releases Say My Name. Can you believe that? But also, in the same year of 2000, a lot was going on for Destiny's Child. LaToya Luckett and Latavia Robertson were let go from the group. Sad. But Christina Aguilera wins Best New Artist at the Grammys. There is hope. Britney Spears takes off her ripaway pinstripe outfit and reveals that like naked one at the VMAs. Remember that? Wow, there's so much. I mean, I'm looking at a slideshow right now. This is actually kind of funny. Blockbuster turns down Netflix. Blockbuster was so popping. They were like, no, we don't want to strike a deal with you. Okay, I mean, I could go on, and I'm just going to have to bring in my guests so that we can talk all about these things. While all of this was going on, we were a senior in high school in Spanish Harlem, New York, during this time. And that senior that I have on my podcast today is the one and only, the very near and dear to my heart, the most special person on the planet, Sydney Washington. Hi, Sid.
Hello. I love that rundown. That was, it got the tingling senses all over my body started, like, my going heart started off. Fluttering.
By the way, so much more shit was going on. I mean, it was Y2K.
Yeah.
Like, you were a senior in high school from the transition from 99 to 2000, when everyone, especially though in New York, mm-hmm. people were like, the world is going to end. Did you feel that when you were in high school?
Yeah. Not only did the world was supposed to end, I felt like it was like the pretty much beginning of when everybody was really into like the internet mm-hmm. and like the World Wide Web mm-hmm. and technology. Mm-hmm. So it was like all these things are going to shut down and how are we going to manage?
Yeah.
And so it was a big deal because in high school, I mean, I was on my modem. I was using my modem, my desktop computer all the time. Yes. It was like AIM. That's how I'm like AIM. Connecting with people and yep. quote, making friends.
Yep.
The chat line. I mean, all the CDs are now going on to like an iPod.
Yep.
So, yeah, it was that time where it was just like, oh, you're cool if you're into technology and you're cool if you have all these accessories to get into this other world that's about to allegedly shut down.
Yeah. Now, speaking of cool, in high school, what was your vibe? Like, let's start by talking, what were we wearing? What were we in, like, a clique? Who was your crew? What was going on?
Not cool. There was not one, like, inch of coolness in my body.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Because you're like the coolest person in the world.
No, I'm attractive. And so that's a great talking point into getting people to talk to you and like you.
Yeah.
But not so much cool. You know that because I text out of nowhere, hey, how you doing?
I love that.
What are you doing? I was thinking about you. Corny. So yeah, no. That's me. But yeah, I was not cool. I had like small groups that I was in. I was a floater for sure.
I was a floater too.
I had a main best friend, Kawana, that was like, we were like frickin' frack. Mm-hmm. And my bestie with no testy. But yeah, we would ride tough, and a lot of people hated her. So then they didn't like me.
Why do they hate her?
Well, fun fact, she was Nala in The Lion King on Broadway.
Wow.
Like as a kid.
Wow.
And she could sing her ass off. She was really tiny. She had beautiful light brown eyes, long hair, light skin. They couldn't stand her. They were like, she thinks she's all that. And they're just like, no, honey, she could sing and she's talented.
Yeah.
And she's tiny. That's not her fault.
No.
So they hated her, and I actually went to that high school, Heritage High School in Spanish Harlem because of her.
Really?
I transferred because of her. Because
you were like, I need to go to school with my friend.
Well, in ninth grade, I was in a school called School of the Physical City, and it was an alternative school. It was for dodos. No, it was a smaller school, and everybody hated me there too.
Why?
Yeah, they hated me because I hooked up with one of my friends, the guy that she lost her virginity to.
Oh, God.
So everybody was like, you whore, you prostitution whore.
People are crazy. Yeah. People are vicious when they're that age. They don't even understand what they're doing. But when you're 14 years old and you get another gaggle of 14-year-olds together to then decide that you're going to all hate one person and slut shame them, nothing is more traumatic.
First of all, I didn't fuck him.
No.
But like, I didn't
set the record straight.
He did not insert his penis inside me. I just got finger popped in one of his friend's apartments, like in the morning. Like, instead of going to school, I went and met up with him.
And got fingered.
Yeah.
Which is what you think.
It wasn't good either. It was
Yeah,
I don't even think he cleaned underneath his nails. It was not good.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
That is
bad.
It's very bad. Were you having sex in high school?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I was pop, lock, and drop it on that dick. I was having a fine time. Like, yeah. I had a guy that lived not too far from me that I was sneaking off.
Yeah.
And hooking up with him. I think I lost my virginity. Ooh, I don't know. I'm not gonna say, but it's definitely in high school.
Yeah.
To this guy named Patrick. And
we all have a Patrick.
Patrick, he had a big old dick, but he was awful, just not nice. And then after he took my virginity, he said, yeah, I'm moving to Germany to do rap. He's like, I'm gonna start rapping there. Like, I got like a deal in Germany.
And was that true?
No, bitch. Because like a few weeks later, I catch him on the train. I catch him on the 2 train, and I'm like, I guess Germany is in Brooklyn now.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So what was the style like? If you didn't think that you were cool and if you were hated with your best friend, were you stylish? Like, was freshman year of high school one look, and then did we transition into another? Because there was a lot happening in fashion in the high school time that you were in between, you know, 96 and 2000. That was prime. All of the kids now wish they could go back. And
well, they are going back.
They are going back, but they wish
they're totally jacking our style.
Yes, yes.
But they know how to contour and they have extensions. They are
unfair advantage.
They're lining their eyebrows. Like,
yeah.
They're drawing off faces on top of their body. Mm-hmm. Like they're doing better than us. We had our rough draft faces and style. They have cosmetics, BBLs, all of that other stuff, and like people have more money now.
Yeah.
And they're thriving.
And they also have YouTube, by the way, to show them how to do makeup. We didn't have that. Like, there was no such thing as a makeup tutorial. I couldn't go online and find out how to make my face literally look like Kim Kardashian.
Mm-mm. We would smear on some wet and wild, like ashy silver looking eyeshadow, or like really overline our eyes with some black eyeliner and look like emo, and called it a day. That was it.
I truly know, for me, it was no makeup on my face, but so much eyeliner and maybe mascara. And then, of course, like chapstick.
Yeah, I didn't really have any makeup like that. I did wear color contacts. Unfortunately, I wore the True Blends, honey. Oh, you couldn't tell me shit, baby.
You start wearing those?
I think junior year.
What
junior.
Color were they?
Honey.
Wow.
Honey, so they weren't, it wasn't like hazel.
Right.
And it wasn't dark brown, but it was like in between. Ooh, and there was a time where I wore like amethyst. Like I had like, wow. It was like a purplish. It was, yes. There was one week that I switched up the color every day and they were like, are you okay? This feels very unwell. But boom, yes, I was in high school. The look was very much brands that are from a music video. So like I was wearing like Pele Pele. Mm-hmm. I had baby fat. Mm-hmm. I would go to this store called Regine's and they would have like Averex. They would have all those name brand clothes that people would wear in, you know, a Diddy music video. But it was me, this like nerd trying to be cool. I would make my mom get up at 8 a.m. and we'd go down to Foot Locker and I would try to get Jordans. And yeah, I would come in with these Jordans and people were like, yo, those sneakers are tight, but you still a nerd. Like,
that's so mean.
Yeah. Oh, no. I got shamed as a kid, and that's why I'm so strong now, because they got it in when I was young. And then I went to college and blossomed the fuck up.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, nobody knows me here.
Yeah.
I'm starting a new life.
Yeah.
But high school, yes, I did like every extra curriculum activity. I was staying in school until like 6.
Damn.
7 p.m.
Doing work or just like doing?
I was in an art class. I was in like this after school art class. I also was in this like after school program when I was teaching elementary school, like reading to them, even though I couldn't read. It was just dumb. Like I was in everything so that I wouldn't have to be home right after school.
Right.
And sulk. So
because it did make you sad, like the people bullying you and being shitty to you in high school did affect you.
Oh yeah, I remember there was I don't know if you were definitely here, but there was one Halloween that were like, oh, the Bloods are doing initiation for Halloween and they're giving people $1.50 on their faces. And it was a rough time because you're just like, okay, so Halloween I'm staying in.
Yeah,
I'm not going out. And yeah, I was so corny and I wanted to be down. I wanna be down. I wanted to be down so bad. I wanted to be cool. I would do anything to be in.
And it is true. I had the same experience where the second I left high school and went to college, I was like, I am fully reinventing myself.
Yeah.
I am like coming, I'm putting myself into an eggshell and I am reemerging when I start going to college. Because, yeah, like none of that shit matters. But at the time, it feels so big. Like you feel like you're never going to be able to leave it.
Oh, it was a nightmare. I was so ready to get the fuck out of the high school. I didn't want to talk to nobody. I was like, I'm so good on all these people. And then like that year that I graduated, Pharrell came out with that song with Jay-Z, Frontin'. Mm-hmm. And I wore the trucker hat started coming out. And I wore that and people were like, oh my God, are you the girl from the Pharrell video? Because I would wear it real low.
Yeah.
And I was like, absolutely not. Do you see my body? It's not giving. It's like my back is also my front. I did have a little bit of ass, but I was not tall and I was very ashy because I was dehydrated. So I was like, that's nice that you thought that, but it was definitely not.
Were you partying in high school?
Yeah, I was trying to hang out, but my mother was very strict. Like, I didn't have my own key. Like, she would have to let me
really?
In. So when I would hang out, she's like, you got to be in at this time. If you're not in this time, I'm not letting you in.
Oh,
also,
my God.
If you're out this, like, after midnight, I'm turning off your phone. I'm calling Singular. Remember Singular
Wireless? Yes, I do remember
wireless?
Singular Wireless.
Singular Wireless. She would turn that bitch off. I would be getting out of the party, and I would pass my number to some dude, and they would call, and it was like, doo-doo-doo, this number has been disconnected. And I'm like, Ramona, you bitch. And she would, yo, Singular, she would do it so many times that Singular was like, ma'am, what's going on in the household? Why are you turning
your child's number off.
This 917
off
constantly. Because I would be like, I'm like towards junior, senior year, I was like, yo, fuck that bitch. I'm doing whatever I want. But I would have to sit downstairs. We would have a security guard, okay, fancy, in the building. And I would just be sitting there like, oh, she not letting you up again? I was like, nope. She's like, well, you can sit here. You can sit here and hang out with me because I'm here for the night. You know, this is an overnight shift. And she would talk. And I would be like, yo, I just got to get home on time because I'd rather be inside than listen to this security guard
talk
my ear
all
off.
All night long.
Talking about her business, the neighbor's business. I mean, the gossiping queen. Good tea. But yeah. At that hour, I was like, I'm ready to go to bed. I'm ready to sleep.
At that hour, you are ready to go to bed and go to sleep. And also at that age, you don't really give a fuck. Like now, I would love nothing more than to sit and talk with a security guard in a building and find out what's
everybody
going
else's
on.
Business.
Yeah,
when long I was, as they don't know my shit,
yeah.
I could sit and talk about everybody else's dramas except my own. So,
okay, now we're gonna talk about a high school story. I feel like I know what's going on in Sydney Washington's world. I feel like I kind of am gauging who we are. Oh, were we a good student? That was my other question.
Not the brightest. I'm not going to lie. I had to work very, very hard to just retain information. And my reading comprehension, not the best. It was so hard for me to have, like, do well on tests. I had to really, really study mm-hmm. and work hard. But I had it in me to like, be good in
yeah.
school. So I would constantly...
So you really worked hard.
Yeah, I did get good grades. And I, mm-hmm. like, you know, my attendance was amazing. And I was on time and all of that. Rah, rah, rah. But, yeah, I was smart because I had to work hard at it. It didn't just come easy to me.
Okay, well, now I feel like I have a good sort of 360 view as to what's going on, kind of what we were wearing, what we were doing. We were floating around. We were having sex. We were low-key partying, but also being a good student and being respectful and being home on time. Mm-hmm. And now I want to know, like, what is a high school story that in your mind is something that's like, this was such a moment for me?
I didn't really have a lot of boyfriends. I will say that. Nobody was really checking for me. They were so into my best friend at the time. And then she had the hottest boyfriend. They looked... And everybody hated her because...
This is Nala.
Yes, Nala.
Okay.
Everybody hated her because she was able to scoop up this dude. And mm-hmm. it was so weird because they kind of looked, like, related. Mm-hmm. But they were beautiful together. And I would always see her with her man. And I'm like, damn, what the fuck is going on with me? Like, am I chopped liver?
Mm-hmm.
And finally, before I got to a boyfriend, I had this guy, Taemu, who very tall.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very tall. He used to wear vests. Like jean vests and like the dragon symbol on the back of it, like Drew Hill. And he was an amazing singer. He could sing his ass off and play the piano in high school.
Wow. I know. That's impressive.
That's impressive.
It's impressive now.
Impressive, but in Spanish Harlem, nerd.
Yeah.
Okay, nerd. Nobody wants to see you. Are you Stevie Wonder? If you are not, we don't want to see you on the piano. If you are not Cisco, we don't want to hear you sing. So he's like composing music and all this other shit and tall as fuck and he's still not cool. And so I think we kind of bonded because we were like not the cool kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he started playing songs for me on his piano and he would sing Stevie Wonder's Ribbon in the Sky for me.
Wow.
All the time.
Oh, my God.
And it like, I don't even know if I really liked him. I just was like, damn, I'm getting attention.
Yeah.
This man is playing the piano.
Yeah.
He can sing?
Yeah.
This is what the R&B songs are about, bitch. Yeah. This is my, like, Brian McKnight, pretty much.
He's literally wooing you.
Lips so chapped. The most chapped lips. Teeth like butter on toast. Just no, yellow. He always had crust in his eyes. Temu, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, babe. These are all facts. I love you. Talented down. But everything else, a mess. Disheveled. He had the corn rolls as well. And those were like really big during that time. Mm-hmm. He always had the corn rolls that was like he left them in for months. And I was like, what is going on in the household, sir? Like, why is somebody not redoing these braids? Tall man. And he was so tall that it was like, are you a high school student or are you 37? It was just strange. Like, is this grown ass man is in the 10th grade, 11th grade with us.
He's but like 6'7"?
Yo, he had to. He reached the ceiling. He was so tall. I think nobody was interested in him because they were like, why is he as tall
as
a ladder?
Tall. He's too tall.
He's very lanky, but he broad shoulder. They're like, who this grown ass man? Did he get left back? Why the fuck is he here? But you know, Temu was giving me some time and I was like, okay. And then I had to let him down because people were making fun of me. He kind of reminded people of E.T.
No.
And they kept calling him. They were like, look at singing E.T. Just mean. High school was funny though, because you would like, because I was like, they're making fun of him. So
yeah.
I'm off the hook. Like, I'm cool now.
Yeah.
So I had to let him down. Like, yeah, so I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And letting him down was crazy because he started playing.
No.
Ribbon in the Sky.
No.
While I guess I was breaking up with, we weren't even really together, but
this piano that he was always playing Ribbon in the Sky?
Oh, he always had it with him.
What do you mean?
It was one of those like portable pianos.
Oh, wait. It was like a mini size.
It was a mini
piano?
And he's like, do 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 do.
It's a ribbon in the sky
for love. This is him singing at the end of the breakup. And I was like, whoa, I thought I was terrible.
Were you guys kissing?
I think I did kiss him, and like the chapness was bothersome for sure.
It was like,
baby,
an
you got to put some petroleum jelly on them lips, please.
It was like exfoliating your lips. It was like a lip scrub.
Sand. Kissing sand. I'm sorry, Temu. Talented.
Temu.
He probably changed his name and is like a producer or something, like some big
I hope so. Wow, you broke Temu's heart.
And it honestly gave me the boost that I needed to get out there and like get a boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you feel bad that you had to break up with Temu?
No, girl. I said, look at this nerd. I got to go. I got to be cool now.
Yeah.
He gave me the confidence to believe in myself that I was like, well, at least I'm not this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Did you go to prom senior year?
Girl, you don't even want to hear the story.
I do.
I went to prom with my godbrother.
What do you mean?
Because my boyfriend at the time, like, could not come to my prom.
Okay.
Steven. He was tall, too. Another tall guy. He always wore a Jabot jacket, mm-hmm. puffer. You remember Jabot, right?
They're very, very, very puffy.
Yeah, puffy, but like, it's denim.
Yes.
It's kind of like G-Star, but not. It was like a cool brand or whatever.
It's been gone
something. It was like three names or whatever.
It reminded me of Pepe.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly. So Steven couldn't go to prom with me, and like everybody that was in my kind of clique had somebody or whatever. And my mother was embarrassed. She was like, you cannot show up with no one. Like, why would you do that? So she calls my godmother up and she's like, Alice, he needs to come. to prom with her. I'll pay him.
Oh my God.
So my mom is talking to my guy. She's like, you don't have to pay. And then Terry is like, no, no, no. I will take money. Like, I'm give me the money.
Yeah.
And so, and, you know, me and Terry, pretty cool, pretty close. Like, we're playing 007 GoldenEye till the sun rises. Like, pretty cool or whatever. I think I humped him a few times, like just what kids do or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, he went to prom and it was time to take pictures and he was like, yeah, I'm not taking pictures with you, that's gay. And I was like, what? I was like, I don't think you know what gay, like how it works. That's not gay. He's like, yeah, I'm not taking photos with you. I'll take photos by myself. I was like, but my mom paid you.
Yeah, because you're my date. And you're the whole point of this is that I get a photo with my date.
Yeah, he got me a corsage and everything. And he, oh, so you got me the corsage. You took me here, but taking the picture, you don't want to have the actual proof that you were with me. So there's photos of me during prom by myself. And the photographers are so fucked up. He could have put me in the middle. He did not. He put me so far on the side. Like, it looked like somebody else should have been there. So I can basically Photoshop anybody next to me if I really wanted to.
I need that photo.
Oh, yeah. Got it for you, honey.
To promote. What were you wearing? What was the look?
I had a turquoise, strapless, kind of like light sequin dress.
Beautiful. It went
all the way down. Again, flat chested y toro, just small rat nipples and flat chest. And I was like, oh, I need something.
Did you stuff? What did you do?
Oh, this is when, you know, I was going to Victoria's Secret.
I was going to say that Victoria's Secret. Remember the water bra?
Well, the water bra was not strapless.
No.
I needed strapless. So I got the ones that like the bra that's backless that you could like stick to the side.
Yep.
But I'm at prom and I'm sweating down. Like, I'm just because I'm like anxious and, you know, I'm not fitting in. I can't dance. I'm with my godbrother who's wandering off. Yeah. Who's like, I'm not taking photos with you. I'm making fun of you. Like, he's laughing at me. So I'm sweating and the bra is like moving around.
So the tits are basically falling off.
Yes. So there's like a part of the, like, I'm dancing and you could see.
No.
Like, the cup moving up. So it's like, just, and it looked like cardboard. That's the thing. Like, it was black cardboard. It was supposed to be soft. It was not. It was hard. It was like a shield. And so it was a mess. But yeah, but ooh, you can tell me shit. I had little highlights.
It was cute.
You know, I went to Claire's Accessories, got a couple, you know, bracelets, got like little rhinestones.
Yes.
I think I had like a, like a diamond, you know, obviously cubic zirconia, like choker.
Yep.
And I had the French manicures, square tips.
Did he rent a tux to match your dress?
I think he had like a suit from church or something like that. It was brown or something like that. It was not that cute, but he looked good.
It was
my
okay.
godbrother was cute.
It was okay.
I don't know what he looked like now, but he was cute.
Well, we got to find out.
Yeah.
Shame him for making you stand alone in that fucking photo.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh my God, I think I hear a door knocking. I think that is time to enter guidance counselor's office. That's me. I'm your guidance counselor. Welcome to my office, Sydney. In this segment, we will rectify a wrongdoing of the past in high school. Or if you feel that you've wronged someone, you can also apologize. This segment is when we release our high school demons out into the universe and free us in the time we are living now. So the question is, what would you like to do? What can guidance counselor help you with?
Okay, this is not, it didn't happen in school, but it happened off like the premises. Mm-hmm. But I was obsessed with Loon. This was like senior year. Loon, he had a song with Khalees. How you want that? Tell me how you want that. How you want that? Tell me how you want that.
Wait, I need to find it.
Tell you how you're gonna give it to me. A bad boy is what I need in my life. Yeah, so.
This one, how you, yeah, this one.
Loon. Yes.
I think that's all I can play. Yeah. And then we'll get sued.
Yeah. So got the album, CD.
Okay.
Playing it over and over and over and over again.
Yes.
Loon is like doing performances at random clubs or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think this is like the old tunnel or something like that. Mm-hmm. But he's there, and I make my friend Anna and a couple of her friends go to the club with me. I was like, we have to go. I need to see his performance. This is so important. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with him. Mm-hmm. My friends were like, Loon? Why the fuck are we gonna go see a Loon? I said, he's hot. And he can rap. I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
Let's go. And so usually I don't ask for much. I'm the one that like tags along and will do whatever anybody wants. So finally they were like, okay, fine, we'll go. So bitch, winter time. It is
brick.
Snowing, sleigh bells, slaying. Mm-hmm. It's like near Christmas time, but not Christmas. But it's cold, cold, cold.
Yes.
And all my friends had like the baby fat puffers that their whole ass was out, and it was right cropped. And it's just, it wasn't for the winter. It's dumb.
Right.
So they have these jackets on. There's a line. It wasn't just me, dumbass, like waiting for Loon. It was a whole bunch of people waiting for him outside the club. The line was down the street.
It's crazy.
We waited online for over an hour to get in. Like an hour and 30 minutes in the cold. And my friends, they love me down, but I'm surprised that they love me that hard. They're like, I think after 45 minutes, they're like, okay, well, we just stay here this long. We have to like wait and get in.
Right.
So we get in, packed to the brim, packed, hot, sweaty, like nasty, gross. Loon performs the most lackluster performance I've ever like seen in my entire life. Like, he gave Dua Lipa a run for her money. Just, he seemed anemic. He had like iron deficient, just no energy. Just, he was in like one of those Vanson leather jackets, and it was so hot. It was like, take off the jacket, sir. You're sweating.
Yeah.
You're sweating. You're lethargic.
Yeah.
This, it's bad.
It's a flop.
Yeah. Such a flop. But I'm in the front, like trying to get his attention. And I'm not cute at that time. Like, I didn't have a bang. My forehead was very out. I think I had like a cystic acne on my nose. Mm. And I had like a couple of scars on my nose. People used to call me 101 Dalmatians because of the scars.
Oh, my God.
Girl, I've been through it.
Cruel.
Yeah, but it made me who I am today. That's why I'm a fucking comedian. And I could take some shit to the chest, okay? Take it to the chin. Anyway, performance is terrible. I'm trying to get his attention. Girl, he's ignoring me the whole time. He's paying me dust. He don't give a damn. I could have died in the front and he would have been like, yes, that's exactly what that bitch need. Because she kept looking at me. I was trying to give him direct eye contact. Bad performance. People are like low-key. They're wanting to boo him because they waited online for so long. We leave the club. We got to take the train back home. It's a long train ride. When I tell you, every single last person who came to the club did not speak to me. They did not speak to me. It was like at least 14 stops.
That is so fucked up.
They were like, girl, never again. They were talking to each other. Like, I couldn't hear them. Yeah.
Oh my god!
They were pissed. I understand. It was dumb. Like, I knew deep down in my soul that it wasn't going to be good. But right. I was like, I need to go there and try.
Yes.
To get his attention.
Yeah.
I was not hot. It wasn't giving. I had a chunky heel on or something like that.
Wow. And the friends did not talk to you. Mm-mm. And how long did they not talk to you for?
I think they were a little shady to me the next day, but then it was fine.
Damn.
But they were pissed.
Did you feel bad?
I did.
Did you, was it the kind of thing where you wanted to like apologize to them? Like, did you feel responsible that Loon was such a flop?
I knew that he wasn't going to be amazing. Like,
right.
The songs that I liked was because I was obsessed with him, not mm-hmm. because they were good.
Right.
It's just like when you get in a relationship with somebody that's a crush or something. Like, you can't see the flaws until you peel back.
Right.
The truth.
Does this memory of your friends, you know, this is what we do in guidance counselor, now I'm going to therapize the situation. Does this memory of your friends not talking to you on the train, does it haunt you?
Yes.
Really?
It reminds me of like, you have bad taste.
No.
You have bad taste in men.
No, well.
You have bad taste. And it's true because I'm gay now, but.
I was going to say.
But also like, just, I have really good taste in music now, but. Yeah, it made me go to college and like rethink what I thought was good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Formative experience. Mm-hmm. I will say though, I think that was really brave of you to be like, I really like this artist that is probably bad, but I really want to go and see him because I am in love with him.
Do you take your ass down there and you go wait online? But obviously this is like 99 2000, like I'm young, there's the buddy system, you're not going anywhere by yourself, you gotta have friends. Yeah. And so it wasn't just like I brought one friend, it was like one friend plus three other people,
right?
Like we all went down there and they're just like dressed to the nines, they got their asses out.
No,
they got, you know, their eyebrows are so thin, the right. thinnest eyebrows, and yeah, we're freezing.
Well, I think that you have amazing taste.
Now, yes.
Well, I think you probably had really good instincts then. And I think that now we need to release the trauma mm-hmm. of them ignoring you on the train.
Yeah.
So I think that, do we feel that talking about it, talking through it has helped you maybe remember that you do have the best taste in all the land?
I'm sorry, Anna and Desi and Tanya, and there was somebody else who's with. I'm sorry, y'all. It was stupid. And you know, I didn't even have that much money. So it wasn't like I could do anything for them.
Right.
Like we were freezing and we would take turns. We would go to like a deli.
Right.
And
warm
like get
up.
Teas.
Yeah.
And like we're all waiting. And then they were like going in pairs to like, you know, warm up. And I couldn't even buy them anything.
Right.
You know, like no more than a tea that was like 50 cents.
Right.
But yeah, y'all rode for me. Y'all rode hard. We went down there. We saw it was bad. But like you live, you learn.
Yeah, that's it.
You laugh.
And this was a successful trip to the guidance counselor's office, I feel.
I think so.
I love that.
I'll never do it. I'll never go anywhere to see a straight man again. Period. Piriana, I won't do it. Not on my watch.
I must know if you could give any advice to your high school self, what would it be?
Bitch, get some bangs. Like, it's real. The forehead was really holding me back. Mm. I had like a five head and it was, a lot of people made fun of me for that. And it was silly to get those sneakers. Like, I would get Jordans mm-hmm. every time a new Jordan would come out because of the school that I was in. But it was so much money. And I, like, would make my mom go out of her way, get up before work, like, extra early before work and get these sneakers. And it made no difference. It
right.
made no difference. And I went to college and I brought those sneakers with me. And then I'm around everybody who's wearing Uggs and Zaconis and Merrells. Like, nobody give a fuck about a Jordan. They were not. No, I was in Worcester, Mass. They didn't care about these sneakers.
I mean, it's hard, though, because, like, when you are at that tender age, when you do want to like fit in and be cool, it's kind of like all that we have at a certain point, because you're still developing. Your personality is still like incubating. You know what I mean? So it is like the kind of...
My personality is still in incubation. Yeah. Still, my personality is still in the womb, babe.
But it is like... Oh, well, me having like every new pair of Jordans every week or whatever, whenever they came out, that's my personality in
high
school.
They made fun of me every single time. So I, like, it's not after the third sneaker that I was like, yeah, these people don't give a fuck about me. This is not raising the rent. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. It's like you're still you mm-hmm. in these expensive, cool ass sneakers that you had to wait online for. And just have fun. Be yourself. Like, you're not going to know these people in X amount of years.
Right.
Have fun. Do whatever. Get in fights. I wish I stood up for myself more.
Yeah.
I let people push me around, and I followed people a lot, followed trends. I didn't really have my own, like...
sense of self.
Yeah, I didn't at all.
Yeah. I too, wish that I could sometimes go back and, like, stick up for myself.
I wanted to be everybody else except me.
Yeah.
I think that's
a very common feeling, like, for even the people that, like, really we felt had it together. I think that's why I like doing this podcast, because mm-hmm. whenever I talk to anyone that either had, like, an amazing high school experience or...
Who had an amazing high school experience?
There are people that, like, you know...
Y'all are the motherfucking problem. Truly. Who is gloating about having a great high school experience?
Benito Skinner, for example. He was, you know... valedictorian. He was a varsity football player. He was, like, handsome, but he was still tortured.
Yeah.
You know? Matt Rogers, same thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's... I just think that it's a very complicated time for so many people. But I was someone that was super confident in the beginning of high school.
Yeah.
And then, like, my confidence started to wane when I started to just, like, realize, like, I was, like, not a very good student. Like, senior year, when it came time to, like, apply to colleges and all of that shit, I was just like, oh, I'm actually, like, not a good student, and I'm not going to get into any of these schools that all of my fellow classmates are getting into. And that made me feel so bad about myself.
Yeah, that sucked.
And I was like...
For you.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's
but
it
I wasn't
really
applying
sucked.
To schools like yours. But I definitely, you know, there was like Brown, Smith.
All those schools.
There was a couple of things that I was like, why the fuck am I applying to these schools? I'm not getting into this.
I got into 3 colleges. And
oh,
they're all great schools.
What you got in?
I got into University of Colorado at Boulder.
Okay.
I got into Pitt, which is in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And I got into University of Arizona. And I thought to myself, I'm going to Arizona because I wanted to be warm and in sun. I was there a year, lasted a year,
yeah.
Gained 45 pounds, became blonde.
No.
Yeah. And then I was like, I gotta go, honey. And then I came to New York and I went to Parsons. But
cool.
My
cool,
like
fucking cool bitch.
My
you were able to read
road.
Could, huh?
My road was crazy. Like the way that it all went, because I was like kind of emo girl in high school, like emo punky, not emo, I shouldn't say emo, that's not the right word, but I had like jet black hair and I was like very alternative, like wearing, you know, boots
that
and
had
like
to be a phase, because I really see you as like the Tiffany & Co, Kate
Mm-mm.
Spade bitch.
Mm-mm.
I did have
a few Kate Spade
the
bags.
Chanel glasses.
I did have a Chanel glass.
Yeah, I'm like,
it was kind of a hodgepodge. It was it was like a mixture of things. But I did think that the Tiffany charm bracelet was corny as hell. Like all the girls in my high school that had them, I remember being like, ugh, corny, corny, corny. And now, like, I really wish I had one.
I had one. I had, like, when I was in college, my ex-boyfriend had got it for Valentine's Day. And then, you know, years later, drugs, I gave it to a roommate.
Yeah.
I was so fucking high. I was like, take it. You can have it. It's fine.
Oh, my God. The amount of shit I've given away being wasted.
I was so fucking
horrid.
High. Yeah. So, I'm going to tell myself in high school, get bangs, definitely. And all that stuff that you think is cool is going to fade. Yourself is never going to. So work on that.
Yeah.
And read more books, bitch. Like, you want to need to read out loud eventually.
Yes.
And if you stutter it, Ruben stuttered. Nobody wants to hear that out loud. So work on that, because you are going to have to do public speaking eventually.
You will become a public speaker, yeah. Basically. Mm-hmm. That will become your job.
Yeah.
Isn't that so funny?
No.
Did you have a favorite teacher?
I can't remember any of my teachers' names. There I can I remember my teachers' names in, like, elementary school, but mm-hmm. not high school. But, yeah, there was a couple that were, like, my art teacher who was definitely gay.
Yeah.
She wasn't out, but she mm-hmm. was gay.
Mm-hmm.
I vibe with her. That's who I would stay after school with right. and, like, paint and shit.
Mm-hmm.
She was dope. Good. She was really, really dope. And I had one, there was one class that I was doing pretty well, and I forgot what it was. But that's where my major bullies would be. This yeah. girl named Mushy and stupid. Like,
a girl named Mushy was bullying you?
Because she looked like mush, unfortunately. She looked like a boulder. It's broad, okay? And again, it was a lot of people who claimed they were high school students, but I was like, you're giving 37, baby.
Yeah.
You're giving, been through it. You got kids. You had a couple of jobs. You got let go several times.
Yeah, you just decided to come back.
Yeah, but she like threw something at me in class, and I was like, Isn't this your second go around in this class? Like, I said it out loud, mm-hmm. and everybody was like, ooh. And my teacher was like, well, she's not wrong. And I was like, I fuck
good
with her.
Good teacher. Yeah. Did you have a senior quote in your yearbook? Was that like a thing for you guys?
No, we didn't. We didn't. We didn't do that.
Did you have one on AIM? Like, remember when you could have an away message on AIM and it would be like a quote or something like that? Or like a song lyric?
Nah, I was always there. I was always available. Always on. There was no away. I was so pressed. And people would sign on. I'm like...
Yep. Did you have a MySpace?
I did.
Did you have any like things on your MySpace?
Oh,
like
yes,
that?
Girl. Here, reads one book. I'm like the Helen of Harlem. You know Helen of Troy?
Yes.
The face that launched 1,000 ships. That was like my caption.
There you go.
And it was Helen of Harlem.
Love that.
A mess, okay? A full-on mess. And, but then, like, I started, this was obviously, like, after college or whatever. This is not, like, during high school or anything like that. But after, I was going to Pasha. I was mm-hmm. doing ecstasy. So there was a lot of like sexy photos. It was like, mm-hmm. babe, who is this for? Like, what are you going through? And so I'm partying. So like you could see every bone in my body. And I'm like, yeah, I'm a Victoria's Secret model. It's like, no, you need to check in to somewhere, get some help. That's what you need. If Victoria's Secret is in the psych ward, yeah, that's where you at, babe.
Gosh, Sydney, what an amazing time it is talking with you about all of this.
I could talk about this for hours because it's just like people constantly talk about how like I'm so likable, I'm so pretty, I'm da 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 da. But I'm like, yo, I had to work on my personality so hard
yeah.
that I don't even think about. I know that my looks don't get me that far. It's me as a person, and people always assume the worst. They're like, oh, I want something or. I'm using people, and it's like, no. I'm really a nerd and thirsty for friendship because mm-hmm. I didn't have that.
Yeah.
So I'm being nice because I really like people.
Yeah.
And not because of what you can do for me. But in this industry, in comedy, it's all like, oh no, you just want to be cool with like people who can do stuff for you. And it's like, 9 times out of 10, we're not even talking about work. We're talking about
100%.
Friendship.
I also just think there is something like to be said for being bullied so badly and so much when you were younger that like the last thing you want to do now as an adult is make anyone feel the way that you felt then, you know?
That's a lie. But, you know, I will say that I definitely like roast people whenever I can.
Yeah, but you would never like, yes, you roast people whenever you can and whatever, but that's always you being playful. Like, I do not think of you at all as being, as having a cruel bone in your body.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not cruel. I don't go out of my way to hurt people.
No.
But, like, I do play with the audience a lot, especially if you're a cis straight man. I'm going off.
That's fun.
Because that is self-care.
But that's also part of performance.
Yes.
That's not like... I mean, it's so fun to drag people.
Yes.
And in, like, the fun, the spirit of comedy and, like, having a good time. I just mean that, like, you would never in your day-to-day life, like, functioning and moving about the city just as you, be a mean person.
No, 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 no. I'm truly an empath, and I can feel when other people are down, mm-hmm. and I, like, take that energy, mm-hmm. and I'm a fixer. I want to make people feel better. I am a I check up on people. I spend, like, half
You're
my
day. You're a very good friend.
Checking in.
You're a very, 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 very good friend.
I was a Girl Scout.
You were?
Yeah, I was. I was a Girl Scout when I was in elementary school.
You get all those badges?
I did. I did. Ooh. I worked my ass off for it. Except, like,
hard worker.
All the camping stuff, I was a flop for that. I was like, I don't like being in the woods.
No.
I don't want to make a tent.
No.
Mosquitoes are biting me.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm gonna sell these cookies though.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go off.
I'm gonna
on
sell
the
fuck out of these cookies.
Like, it's my life.
Yeah.
I'm providing for my family.
And you did.
Yeah.
And then finally, and it's okay if you didn't have one, because, like, a lot of people actually didn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a senior superlative?
No.
Do you think there was something that everyone thought you were, like, was there something that you thought you were going to grow up to be? Like, what did you think you were, when you thought about your adulthood, adult Sydney, what did you think that, who did you think that person was?
In high school, I kept thinking that I was, like, a late bloomer, and, mm-hmm. like, people also agreed. They were like, I don't know, you're going to blossom after this, mm-hmm. or whatever. But I always thought, like, they were talking about my body.
Mm.
And so I guess mine was most likely to have tits. And I did buy boobs. So
there you go.
There it is.
Wow. What an amazing episode of Senior Superlatives. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you so much.
Thank you.
Where can everyone, like, find you and listen to you and see you live?
Bitch, I'm out here, okay? I'm in these New York City streets, all over these shows.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch me on Twitters. Just Sid BW NYC. And then on Instagram, it's Just Sid BW. I think.
You got to follow.
I don't know. I honestly, y'all put that in the thing, because
I don't
even remember.
We will. And everyone should go to Knitting Factory.
Oh, yes. I have a show every Sunday at 8 p.m.
Yes.
At the Knitting Factory.
You
Comedy
must go.
At the Knit. It's a good time.
Wow. Another stunning episode of Senior Superlatives in the books. And please, if you haven't already, subscribe, give me 5 stars, leave me a positive review. Never leave me a negative review. I will not read it, and I will probably delete it. And, you know, as we always say here on Senior Superlatives, stay cool, never change. Until next time.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.